You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The NFL draft starts in just 7 days, and the city of Green Bay voted this week to double parking ramp rates during the event. Rates will go from $1 an hour or $12 a day to $2 an hour or $24 a day for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. The city says the doubled rates are needed to cover the increased staffing and maintenance needs for those 3 days that the event is in town. The Weiss Earth Science Museum on the UWO Fox Cities campus is Wisconsin's official mineralogical museum, and it may move to the History Museum at the Castle in downtown Appleton now that the Winnebago County Board has voted to transfer ownership of the museum to Outagamie County. Dr. Dustin Mack, executive director of the History Museum at the Castle, assured the board that the museum would continue just in another place.
By moving the Weiss to the History Museum at the Castle, we can ensure that this community asset is preserved but enhanced for the next generation. It's not about taking something, it's about preserving it.
The ball is now, as they say, in Outagamie County's court. They will vote on accepting the Weiss and selling the rest of the UWO Fox Cities campus to Winnebago County for $1 at an upcoming meeting. Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz's first day on the job was Tuesday, which was also his first county board meeting.
It's not an easy first day, but I want to thank County Executive Damel and Ethan Hollenberger for sitting down with me yesterday and going through a very professional transition and briefing me, giving advice, talking, getting me up to speed.
Hintz, a former member of the Wisconsin Assembly, defeated John Damel in the April election to become Winnebago County Exec. Unless you've been living under a rock, you probably know that the NFL Draft 2025 is coming to Northeast Wisconsin in just 1 week. Officials with Appleton Department of Public Health, Calumet County Public Health, Menasha Health Department, Outagamie Public Health, and Winnebago County Public Health are all coming together to ask residents to check their protection against measles. Measles outbreaks have been reported across the country, and with over 250,000 people coming to the area for the draft, there's a chance residents could be exposed to the virus, which is spread through coughing and sneezing. The measles virus can remain in the air and infect people for up to 2 hours after an infected person leaves a place. Green Bay will be in the national spotlight next week as the NFL Draft 2025 arrives. The Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance is using the massive event as a springboard to help clean up the Fox River Trail on Tuesday, April 22nd. Dan Beckwith with the Alliance.
So we thought this would be a great opportunity for us to show how awesome Green Bay is and how well we protect our water. So what better way to do that than to do a fun, easy trail cleanup right along the Fox River just to make sure that there's no trash, litter that's getting into the rivers, and we're just putting on the best shine on our wonderful, wonderful city of Green Bay before everybody starts coming to town.
To be a part of the preseason pickup, sign up at fwwa.org. A search warrant conducted at an apartment complex in the village of Black Creek Wednesday was the cause of a school lockdown. Outagamie County Sheriff's officials said the warrant was part of an investigation into stolen property, including stolen firearms. Due to the proximity of Black Creek Elementary School to the apartment complex, deputies were stationed at the school, and it was placed on a temporary lockdown while the scene was secured. One suspect was arrested and transferred to the Outagamie County Jail. Anina Mann is sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for distributing child pornography. Additionally, 45-year-old Roberto De La Rosa will spend 7 years on supervised release and will be required to register as a sexual offender. Court records say officials received a cyber tip that De La Rosa possessed and distributed digital images and videos of child sexual abuse. Officials from Wisconsin's Head Start Association are sounding the alarm following the closure of a regional office. The closure reportedly led to local staff members being placed on administrative leave, and Head Start officials are expressing concern over a USA Today report claiming that the Trump administration was considering a budget proposal that would eliminate funding for the program across the country. Over 15,000 kids and 4,000 employees in Wisconsin would be affected if the federal funding for the program dries up. Six Northeast Wisconsin communities and organizations will receive over $1 million of the $3.2 million in small business development grants awarded by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and Governor Tony Evers. The SBDG program provides grants to local communities and organizations to directly invest in small businesses and small business creation. Winners of the competitive grants in New Wisco include Color Bold Business Association, the Door County Economic Development Corporation, Eagle River Revitalization Program, the City of Fond du Lac, the City of Keele, and the City of Ripon. Easter is this Sunday. If you're coloring and hiding Easter eggs, you may feel like you have to take out a loan. Joanne Krulatz has more on egg prices and Easter celebrations.
The internet has offered up a host of alternatives as egg prices continue to be stubbornly high. Influencers are dying everything from marshmallows to potatoes. There has been a lot of interest from price-conscious parents as U.S. egg prices increased again last month to reach a new record high of $6.23 per dozen. Relief could be coming. There is evidence that prices are falling and grocery stores may start offering discounts to get shoppers in the door. But even with that, egg prices are higher than ever. That has the idea of coloring potatoes or rocks, which first made the rounds after a 2023 price spike, making a resurgence.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk three in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game one of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
I thought we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub Gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest-running live-action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. The cast of The Breakfast Club reunited last Saturday for the Chicago Comic and Entertainment, or C2E2, convention to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the John Hughes classic. Judd Nelson, Emilio Estevez, Molly Ringwald, Ali Sheedy, and Anthony Michael Hall were all in attendance. Over the course of the afternoon, they shared some inside info about the film. Molly Ringwald echoed what people on social media have been saying about the makeover Ali Sheedy's character received at the end of the movie. Ringwald's character changed Sheedy from a goth character and gave her a much more preppy look, irritating some people who didn't like the conformity, including Ringwald. Emilio Estevez told the crowd that the first time he met the cast and John Hughes, he was numb from painkillers because he had just had 4 wisdom teeth taken out the day before. C2E2 marks the first time the cast was together in 40 years, and in case you're wondering, they all shut down the idea of a sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be breezy today. Partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy with scattered showers this afternoon. Our high in the upper 50s. The wind out of the southeast gusting to between 20 and 30. Tonight, showers, thunder showers, could get a quarter to a half inch of rain. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.